Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. This is 1229A. The A's the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. We are, as usual, presented to you by LongevityPlaybook.com. Go there and sign up for the free newsletter. Pretty soon, you'll get pushed to a coaching site where you can sign up for coaching. The newsletter is free. The coaching won't be, but it will help you live younger for longer. And, of course, the other sponsor, Life's FirstNaturals.com. They will have a new website pretty soon, too, to help you get their Trubiotics, their bovine colostrum, and their dye rescue. The dye rescue is so important for people taking the GLP and GIP drugs like Ozempic and Mounjaro or Wegovy and Zepbound. These stop many of the side effects, it's apparent, and hope you enjoy them. The Roizen Rule for Younger You, number one story, the fiber you eat changes your genes to prevent cancer. How does it do that? We'll get to that in our Roizen Rule for Younger You segment. Our Odd Omega segment. It's not our Odd Omega segment. It's our Roizen Rule for Younger You number two. There's a link between antihypertensive medications and fall risk, which reminds me to remind you to take precautions. A study highlights the association between high blood pressure medications and the risk of falls and fall-related injuries, but we can all take steps to prevent them. Remember, treating your blood pressure is key to longevity. Our Odd Omega story is that a PREVENT tool accurately predicts the heart failure risk with a strong association with atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, but it is diet related. The next story, which is our longevity, is the next disruptor story, is that mortality in the United States is declining or longevity is increasing in 2023. Our wellness foreplay story, young men who take steroids have impaired coronary flow even after quitting. Our well beyond wellness, foot pain is tied to the increased risk of falls, especially in Parkinson's disease. And our longevity is the next disruptor story, too. That's a lot of stories in one day that obesity dipped. Obesity dipped in the U.S. last year for the first time since 1990. That's 33 years of increasing obesity before we got a decline. And those are the main stories of the week. Let's get to them. The fiber you eat, it turns out, changes the content in your intestine. And that change, because of what it does to the bacteria, changes the things you absorb, that is the fat and proteins from your intestine, because you ate that fiber. That changes your epigenes, the switches on your genes. So it's a double switch, right? Changes the bacteria produce stuff that changes your switches, and that changes what your genes produce, which means it changes your risks. And in this case, and this is the fourth one, it changes your risk of cancer. Remember, we know that sugar and sugar substitutes cause change in the same way, but that increases risk. So does red meat and processed red meat. And in this case, there are some other things that decrease. Exercise, for example, causes a change in those bacteria mysteriously why it changes the bacteria when you exercise, but that changes your risk of mental dysfunction in a better way. It decreases your risk. And in this case, fiber you eat helps you prevent cancer through the change in your microbiome. Those are big changes. And that's a Roizen rule for the younger you story, if you will. Our second Roizen rule for a younger you story is that in the study of VA, antihypertensives, when a new one was started, it increased the risk of falls and fractures. What does it mean? Well, this was in nursing home veterans. And so what it means is you've got to take more precautions, which means you got to watch out for dehydration, overhydrate all the time, water, coffee in the morning, tea in the morning. And if you're not subject to coffee problems, you can drink that all day long. And then water throughout the day. Is coffee and tea dehydrating? Not unless you're overhydrated. So drink a lot of water. And you can drink coffee and tea as well. I like both as well. Next story is two important things. Remember, use the handrails when going up and down stairs. They're key. And if you feel dizzy, sit down. Don't try and stand up. If you're weak, strengthen your lower leg muscles and watch. Look down when you're walking outside, especially on uneven pavements. Now, our Automega story is the heart failure production by the PREVENT tool, and it also predicts, obviously, high blood pressure and diabetes status and cardiovascular, kidney, and metabolic risk. But it turned out a major factor is your choice of foods. The next story I wanted to talk about and is that our risk of mortality is finally decreasing. That is, we're increasing our longevity in the United States. Life expectancy now 78.4 years, up from 77.5 in 2022, which was a decline, if you will. And for females, life expectancy 81.1. So now, if you're 65, the average life expectancy is about 20 years. So if you're 65 and older, it's likely you're going to live to 85. Once you hit 85, it's likely you're going to hit 92. So these are incredible benefits that you have from longevity. That means you can be productive longer. That means you can enjoy life longer. And the key, staying healthy enough. And those are the Roizen rules for younger you. Yes, get your blood pressure treated. It's much more important than the fall risk, but the fall risk is important, and you can prevent that by being careful, by staying very well hydrated, and taking that Learn to Fall class and practicing balance. Remember, get a lot of fiber in your diet to prevent cancer. Our next story is, and I've got to toggle along a lot because the data on death is big, but is people who take steroids. And a lot of guys do it to build up, especially sports athletes that try and take it. But it decreases your blood vessels' ability to react to stress or exercise, and it does it for a long time. Although you may get bigger muscles, you're not able to give them enough blood flow at any time to make them function, those muscles function optimally, or the rest of your body either. Foot pain is a problem for people with risk of falling, which is all of us. And when you have foot pain, it increases the risk of falls substantially. How substantially? Almost tenfold. So if you have foot pain, be really careful about falling. And The good news about last year, it was the first year we didn't have much of a decrease in obesity, about 2%, but that's the first year it's gone down since 1990. It's amazing, isn't it? Obesity decreased. Maybe it's due to the GLP-1s, but whatever it's due to, we're lucky, and we should thank whoever it is who's helped us do that. So hopefully all of you have a buddy that helps you stay in track. Roizen rule for number one, younger you, get a lot of fiber, 35 grams for women, 25 grams for men, but the more, the better. Where do you get it? The hard to digest vegetables and fruits, such as pears, such as artichokes, not the artichoke dip, unless it's pure hummus or a wonderful bruschetta dip or a avocado, pure avocado and tomato dip. The link between antihypertensives and falls reminds us to take precautions, to do balance testing, and to make sure we're well hydrated. That's the Roizen rule for younger you too. And make sure you're eating a healthy diet, because that'll help decrease your risk of heart failure. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, 1229A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. And as usual, we're brought to you by LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue, especially good for those people on GLP and GIPs, such as Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and Zepbound. And, of course, LongevityPlaybook.com. Go there and sign up for the free newsletter. Thank you, our listeners, for warming up my heart by downloading us. Tell your friends about us. Download us frequently and enjoy the B segment. The B this week is something I don't do, tidying up your life. Take care. This is Young Dr. Mike saying, hope you enjoy it. And remember, you get to control your genes. Make your choices count. Thanks again.